Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt. Als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. This is the reaction podcast to the Champions League result. And yes, there's only one German club left in the Champions League, so it's pretty easy to figure out which team we're going to talk about, Stefan. And this is Bayern Munich's 3-0 defeat to Man City at the City of Manchester Stadium. Wow. I think we all expected a huge fixture, a clash of giants. And instead, it was Bayern Munich deflating like an air balloon. Hugely disappointing result for the Rekordmeister, I would say, Stefan. Especially the way I think it all went down.
Yeah, definitely kind of has feelings of that kind of Villarreal result last year when we're all just kind of left scratching our head. Of course, losing to Man City is no bad thing because I think they proved tonight that they're probably the best team in Europe right now. But yeah, the manner in which Bayern lost the game is, I think, what really stands out. And in particular, how they really capitulated in the second half. And yeah, I think there's probably quite a lot to dig through from this game.
There really is, Stefan. We asked our listeners to leave feedback on Substack in the chat function, and they're still pouring in. There's a lot of Bayern fans subscribed. Why don't you go through of them and see if we can maybe make sense of it all afterwards?
Yeah, so we got a lot of responses. So I'm going to try and briefly run through as many as I can. And sorry if we missed you, but they are pouring in as we're recording this. But I'll kick off. I think it's going chronologically. So Nate was first in. He said, Bayern need a striker. I get that Upamecano had a bad game, but Bayern also not scoring is a problem. He says the firing of Julian Nagelsmann now has a lot of pressure on the board. Eliminated from the Pokal, one way to be eliminated to the Champions League. And he says Bayern need to clear its attack in the summer. Gnabry, Mane are just not worth keeping. How long until Tuchel's in the hot seat for not starting Müller? Yeah, we'll definitely jump into that. Says, I'm again scratching my head as to what on earth Upamecano was doing in defence. Everyone has poor days, but I feel like he always melts in these high-stake games. He's on a long-term contract. Or are Bayern going to try and develop him in smaller games? Or should they make a more drastic decision? Zach says, there were moments it looked like Sommer was going to have a special night, perhaps for the first time in a Bayern shirt, but the Bavarians were just undone by the quality of Man City in exploiting an inexplicable Upamecano performance. I mean, those goals, absolutely unstoppable. David Skelton made us both laugh by saying, you both must have your cigars out tonight. Bayern humiliated. About to bottle the League Two and go trophyless. What a royal mess the board has made. John says Upa will get a lot of heat, but the real issue was the lack of goals. Bayern play aggressively, they're going to concede. And then Sean says, again, kind of a few people sticking up for Upamecano here. I know Upamecano will be the focal point, but what is because of his blunder, but what do you make of Kimmich? He is supposed to be the next face of Bayern in German football, but he wilts when a captain should lead. He was lucky to be bailed out by Sommer after his horrendous back pass in the first half. He does stupid things like this constantly, but his status as a great player never seems downgraded. Stephen Clark says, kind of give us a shout out, pointing out that, you know, it's interesting that this happened just after in the last show we were talking about how much Bayern missed Alaba and Boateng. David Hall says, feel bad for Sané and Sommer, only guys who look like they truly care tonight. Upa was absolutely poor, but he also was championed after PSG. He's been great and also bad this campaign, much like the rest of the team. My bigger gripe is Davies, Musiala, Gnabry, Mane, Kimmich and Goretzka all look a shell of themselves right now. Jason Cunnington says, Bayern flattered City. They're good, but they're not that good. Bayern have made an absolute shambles of this. Another Jason says, I felt sane after the match. You know, I just never see Bayern collapsing this way. It really is remarkable. I associate them with Terminator-style calmness, but they were totally shell-shocked at some points. Just a few more. Bear with me. Pratush says, one thing about the game today, if it was Nagelsmann on the bench, the scoreline would have still been the same. It was his team on the pitch. Don't know what difference Tuchel will make, but it requires time and patience if the board has to finally afford at least one manager. Man City look like a stable club and Bayern anything but. And Title Hamster says, does Heiner, Kahn and Brazo work for Man City? Clint Harris says something similar. What will it take for Tuchel to get sacked before next year? Will Kahn and Brazo be out if Tuchel manages to get sacked? A few more comments in there, but I think I got to at least a few people have put like two or three comments in. I'm trying to make sure everyone got at least one shout out. But again, as always, thanks to our paid subscribers for kind of for letting us know what they thought. And I think that's probably a good way of kind of jumping into the main topics in this match, Manu.
Yeah. I actually thought the one about Patrus, comment was really interesting about this being Nagelsmann's team on the field, because I disagree with that. That's why I thought it was interesting. I fully disagree with that comment. Sorry, Pratrush. I know we usually do agree. But this was a very different setup than we saw under Nagelsmann in the Champions League, Stefan. I think that he would have approached this game very differently. He would have probably started with a back three. He probably would have played with wing backs rather with the 4-2-3-1 formation. And I think that actually a lot of the way that the team was set up in almost like this Tuchel pragmatic sense was maybe what undid them a little bit today. Defensively.